You know, in Ephesians it talks about there's a blending of those that have gone before and are already in heaven and are worshiping the Lord and around the throne, and we who are here, we're sort of, there's a connection, there's a link. I don't understand it all, or much of it at all, but I'm thankful that we join together with myriads that have gone before. John in Revelation, he said, where did they come from? Who are these? Who are these with their white robes? Where did they come from anyway? Oh, they've come from great tribulation. But they've washed their robes in the blood of Jesus. And here the whole company, thousands and thousands of them, are standing around the throne. And what are they singing? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. And they don't get tired of that. Heaven is filled with praise. Worthy is the Lamb. And then the creatures, they say, Amen. And the 24 elders, they say, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And the others say, Amen. But only those that are washed in the blood can say, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive glory and honor and blessing forever and forever. Somehow when we worship the Lord here, I kind of think he gets caught up right around the throne with those others, and you can hear Brother Gardner, and you can hear Sister Caroline, and you can hear Brother Bob, and whoever you know of that have gone before, and the saints that have labored here at camp, and there, what are they doing anyway? What are they doing tonight? I have an idea what they're doing. They're saying, Worthy is the Lamb. Unto him who has washed us from our sin, unto him be the glory forever and forever. And we blend our voice with their voices, and we join in that song, and thus around the throne, and we're going home. Oh, thank God. This world isn't our home.
Hallelujah.
This world isn't our resting place. Yes. We're just pilgrims. Yes. We hang around here for a while, and we go to pilgrim camp while we're here, but we're pilgrims. We're just passing through. Yes. Strangers and aliens and pilgrims, and one day we're going home, brothers and sisters. Yes. And heaven is our home. And oh, thank God, we can start in here and begin here to join in that chorus and say, Worthy. Unto him who has loved us and who's washed us from our sins in his own blood, unto him be the glory. And I tell you, it's good for your soul also. It's good to praise him. It's good to worship him. It's good to glorify him. It's good to open your mouth and just worship God and forget about yourself and give him the praise and the honor and the glory. And last night we talked about calling on the name of the Lord. And there in Isaiah 12 he says, Lord, you were angry with me, but your anger is turned away, and now you comfort me. And now with joy I draw water out of these wells of salvation. And the last verse he says, cry out and shout. And that's a derivative of the same word there, call upon me. Cry out to me, call upon me. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. You know, I think that's a great privilege that we have. As the children of God, the children of the Lord have the right to shout and sing. For our way is growing bright, and our souls are on the wing, or on the way. We're going by and by to the palace of the King. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. And you can catch a little in your soul. If Jesus is there, he wants to fill your heart with song. And he wants to take out that grump and that old and that melancholy and that garment of, well, he wants a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He tells us, make that exchange and let the King of Glory come on in, and he'll put a new song into your mouth, even praise unto your God, and you'll bless the Lord, and you'll join in with those that have gone before, and you'll get some practice in before you get to heaven. And all, thank God, we can join tonight and have been, and Jesus is here, and he inhabits the praise of his people, and he manifests himself as we open the door to the King of Glory and just acknowledge him and just worship him and just praise and give him thanks for who he is and for what he has done. And so I'm thankful tonight that we can join as we have and just worshiping him and whatever the Lord wants tonight, I don't know, but if we were to spend the rest of this meeting just worshiping him, it wouldn't be too much. Not at all. And we think, oh, well, we got our 20 minutes in. Now let's get on to the sermon, and then we pray and we go home. There's nothing wrong with praising the Lord for 2 hours. And there's nothing wrong with sitting in abject silence and worshiping him that way for two. There's nothing wrong with it. and whatever he designs and deigns for this meeting. But if he wants to praise through you, I lend your lips, lend your voice, lend your heart first of all to him, and let him fill your heart with that song, and it'll spill out, it'll come out through your mouth. And many shall see, Psalm 40 said, many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. And so, brothers, sisters, let's worship God. Let's worship him tonight and in meetings at out. Let's worship God. He alone is worthy. I will praise him. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.